The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Onyame asomdwie enka mo nyina. Onyame ade sem pam cho mo ho te sei. Ah, Mr. Mehoye, we thank the Lord. Me se America Crane, minya kwan ma asoro wa ha ba 3 weeks ni. And then manya kwan aba ha. If you are the district minister, that is what happens. Let us pray. Awurade Nyankopon, wa tumi ni mobro hun adom ayawon sama anapa ye da wase ye yu aya kanfu di shewon monyam ni amaudi kronkron no so ye da wase se anadwi ye kwada se wufuo nanso wama adepa chiye me ya sori atimi aba ha ne ba betie wasem a na de ye kan se udin ana asidan kan adwade misrawo wa ko afa me mu na fami ya kasa mukeke na fami so kasa kire wo ma wo Yesu Kristo di mu ya ti abre honhom wo Yesu Kristo di mu I bind you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all evil spirits. I take authority over you. As the word of God is coming, I bind you and I subject you to the authorityship of my Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. This morning, we are asked to equip the saints for ministry to alcohol and other drug addicts. This morning, we are asked to equip the saints for alcohol and other drug addicts. In fact, when I saw this team, I said to myself that, Man Zion, we don't need this. Because I think there's nobody here who drinks alcohol, and there's nobody here who takes any drug. And so I thought, for Man Zion, we don't need anything. So let me ask this question. People of Man Zion, do you drink alcohol? People of Man Zion, do you take other drugs? Thanks be to the Lord God Almighty. You know what? Anytime I'm speaking about this topic, alcoholism, drug addiction, etc., etc., I get some people who come to me and say that, Master, teacher, Pastor, do you remember that in the Bible? Paul told Timothy to take some alcohol, some wine, because of his stomach. So, Father, Master, Teacher, Pastor, whatever you call me, I have a stomach problem. And that could be the reason why they take the alcohol or whatever. There are others who also come to me and say, when Jesus Christ was here on the earth, according to the Bible, Jesus was accused as a wine bibber. And Jesus did not give any answer. So silent means what? Others who also come and say, but Master, you always talk about wine, you talk about alcohol. Why is it that when Jesus Christ went to the wedding in Cana and there was no wine, Jesus changed water into wine? Why did he do that? So these are the answers that people use to justify their drinking habits. Hallelujah. You see, as human beings as we are, God created us in his own image. But as we know, we could not obey the command of the Lord. So we fell. And after that, there is nothing good that we as human beings are able to do. It took God some time to bring Jesus, who died to pay for the penalty of our sins and broke the chains of sins on our body. So, knowing God opens you up to godly truth and wisdom. Adofo no mo ye nipa onyame na obo ye no emra ode man yantimi ande so enu sunti eno ma yesu kristo ba asase so na yesu ba ba asase so no se chains de ni ama na achichire ye no ode ni moja be pataye se wo bubu sane ama no e de amaye na ye ni pam no that is nothing good in us. You see, sadly, people who are non-Christians, they seem to show some kind of love to other people. But when they show this kind of love, there is always, Madame Fubika has an ulterior motive behind. Well, if we are so brave, yeah, no, me, so, my papa, I'm a nipa, I'm a papa, I'm a nipa, be. Now, papa na omo ye mani pa no omo ye saa papa no nanso na owadwin bi e wo saa papa na wo ye na chi opa bi bi something like a return. Now if you do any good for anybody and you want a return, then you are doing business but not kindness. So obema bi nya sika na so oba bi wo ho da bi a wo se baji bi baji sika baji sika ya na fe so de cha kwa. There is a plan behind. And I just want to continue by saying, sir, we always try to justify whatever we are doing by drinking alcohol and drinking, etc., etc. But the Bible is telling us that alcohol and other drugs is not good for us. One day, me kai se, me ko obi abaabi, na me ko obi abaa no me ko to masoroba ho. Se na masoroba ne ko tena ho no, wa oda bia ne chichinga ye de bere no. Me so na menim, eti me ko pe na me ko tena masoroba ne nchen. Afa na ai 7 na all 7 no. Se na odi bia ne ba, na masoroba no so me machi na hwe. The other way, no. Where's the master? But you see, what you see, what you see. Just say, oh, my servant in the sign, say, offer sign, offer sign, offer sign. Servant in the sign, say, no, so for now, but no, also ban or deba, ban or deba. After a long time, has a table, no, so pine. People of God, say, it is, if you are afraid of me, and because of me, you are asking a servant to take the drink back. Do you think that when you are drinking, God does not see you? God sees you. Let me question you, dear men, why? But the upper, open the man. But on yami no was through honor or show. You see, I have realized one thing, that most people, when the doctor tells them that if you don't stop this drinking, if you don't stop this drug addict, if you don't stop using cocaine, if you don't stop using marijuana, if you don't stop drinking, when doctors tell them, they will obey. That because of your drinking, if you don't take time, very soon you will die. If you go to your doctor and your doctor tells you this, will you not obey? But I have realized that when we pastors, when we tell you, if you continue drinking, you will die. People don't care. They don't mind. Very soon, Thanksgiving will come. And I wish I can go to everybody's house and see what goes on there. People don't care. People don't care when we pastors tell them to stop drinking, stop alcoholism, stop everything. So, this morning, I have decided that since you obey doctors, experts, etc., etc., more than pastors, I will tell you what doctors and experts say about alcoholism before I tell you what Bible says. Because those people who are addicts and those who are alcoholics, most of them don't even read the Bible. They don't know what is in the Bible. So if I use the Bible to explain to them, to tell them the dangers of alcoholism and drugism, etc., they will not believe. So today, I want to read something to you. It is not in the Bible, but it is what the experts, the doctors, etc., say about alcoholism. Some of the terms are medical terms. So if I say, and I don't say them right, later on, you can ask Mr. Kwakwa and the nurses and the rest, and they will explain those terms to you. However I mention them, take them like that. Amen. So, according to all this that I'm saying, I'm reading to you people. So, according to the federal government's dietary guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025. I'm saying 2020 up to 2025. 2021, and see, it shows there. This document that I'm reading to you is current. And this is what the document says. Individuals who do not drink alcohol should not start drinking for any reason. That is what it starts to say. Individuals who do not drink alcohol, they should not start drinking for any reason. Or say, so you will be a unfrasier and my petition. Any day I can only be a ma bibia ma bibia nya wadwe se kotra na konum bipa we a document amaka jeremu. And the document continues, drinking too much on a single occasion or over time can take a serious toll on your health. All these things I'm reading from the dietary guidelines for the Americans for 2020 and 2025. The National Institute on Alcoholism Abuse and Other Drug Abuse continue to say that. Now, what alcohol does to the body? The document is telling us what alcohol and the other drugs, what they do to the body. First of all, they are talking about the brain. And this is what they say. Alcohol interferes with the brain's communication pathway and can affect the way the brain looks and works. This destruction can change the mood and behavior and make it harder to think clearly and move with coordination. Or say, so I want no more petition. Se dia na abenumu se tramo se dia yo ne aye ne se wadwen no adwen na da utrimu no adwen na kasa ese no ana afi esesa wankasa behavior no your mood and behavior. Now it makes it very difficult for you to think and think clearly. O so obi bro kan kwasa asem obi bro a now let us come to what the document say about the heart. He says, drinking a lot over a long time or too much on a single occasion can damage the heart, causing problems including cardiomyopathy. Mekan ye. Is that why I say? By that cardiomyopathy, I mean say stretching and dropping of the heart muscles. O muscle, no heart and muscle, no. A stretching, no. So, a stretching more. A document in American. I say it brings irregular heartbeat. So, when you pass, so heartbeat, you know, a beat 1, 2. Three, that order. So what numbs those substances are a petition. It breaks about what? Irregular heartbeat. All these things, you know. And your document in America. Later on, I will come to preach in Bible. And then they say it also brings about stroke and a high blood pressure. Well, of course, a bit more honoma, they don't drink, but they still have high blood pressure. But those who drink and smoke and use other drugs, you know, theirs is faster and more than the non-users of alcohol and other drugs. And then they also talked about the effect on the liver. And this is what the document says about the liver. He said, heavy drinking can take a toll on the liver and can lead to a variety of problems and liver inflammations, including fatty liver, alcoholic hepatitis, fibrosis. That is a condition that happens when the liver tissues become scarred, limiting its function. And then also, it creates more scar tissues, irreversible and advanced fibrosis. These are all the documents that I'm reading to you because I know, sir, when doctors say it, you listen more than when I tell you. That is why I'm reading what the experts say to you before I bring what the Bible say. And then they also talk about pancreas. Alcohol causes the pancreas to produce toxic substance that can eventually lead to pancreatitis, a dangerous inflammation and swelling of the blood vessels in the pancreas that prevents proper digestion. This is what the experts are saying. And then they also say, cancer. According to the National Cancer Institute, there is a strong scientific consensus that alcohol drinking and other substances can cause several types of cancer. In its proper sense, the National Toxicology Program of the United States Department of Health and Human Services lists consumption of alcohol and beverages as known as human cancer causing agent. I don't know. You know my Bible, do you know? Where the doctor for can? Into every petition, every gene, whatever. Me am men no monsan. Di am no monsan. Di di am umbo bi mami. So where we are, it causes all what I'm saying. Omiyantuaso. The evidence indicates that the more alcohol a person drinks, particularly the more alcohol a person drinks regularly over time, the higher his or her risk of developing an alcohol-associated cancer. In fact, omutro his or hers, no. Na ma duya me na because na mukasa ma de munumbi. It's like maybe I can his. Say na almost so try no express ni say or say his or her. It's not to say. Am I nina? Okay. Even those who have no more than one drink per day, those who consume four or more drinks for women and five or more for men in one sitting, have a modestly increased the risk of some cancers, based on the data from 2009, an estimated 3.5% of cancer deaths in the United States are caused by alcohol and drugs. So about 19,500 deaths are caused by alcoholism and drug abuse. And then also, the document continued to say, sir, it affects the person's immune system. And the document continued to say, sir, drinking too much can weaken your immune system, making your body a much easier target for disease. People who drink chronologically are more liable to contract diseases like pneumonia and tuberculosis than people who do not drink and smoke. Drinking a lot on a single occasion slows your body's ability to warding off infection, even up to 24 hours after getting drunk. So what are the effects? What are the effects of alcohol? alcohol affects everyone. How it affects you depends on how much you drink, your health, your age, and other factors. Drinking too much can lead to harmful short-term and long-term effects. It can affect your physical, mental, your job, your finances, your family, and your community. It is a old bro. Now, num cocaine. Unum we. Who's nefo. Whatever. Minim ni din muntia. Yes, our long term effect. And a sounds what? Short term effect. Na effect ni bini say. Medica kasa wadwin. A torture wadwin. A wadwin torture. Obi bet me out brom and ejuma cry affected. Ejuma or conny a unity. Because we are broke. Obu honuma, etimi koso na ware ye. Obi timi kasa, mi kunu de se bi nkana no dia wa ye fan yo. Ba bi kana no dia. Ana your family. Family no so etimi affect no community. Community. Alcohol ni e manti na ye sisi prisons and whatever. Let's continue with the document because time is going, but I still have to get to the Bible aspect of it. You see, it's different from each person. However, a person, alcohol affects you and it depends on the range or other factors, including your gender, mental, physical health, medical conditions, and the use of other drugs. Alcohol can affect you more quickly, especially if you drink on an empty stomach. And then, we are so people who have low tolerance for alcohol. By this, no low tolerance for alcohol. Obu ahonu ma wantan no muwehu. Na wa wantan no mbino. Uko po ahonu asem kondom kituwe bi pa. Madafu girl bi. Osi okondom, ninafu no nom kondom yo. Oye Christian, onpe ensa. Na one day, one group bine nam. And because of group now, nom na wan kondom bino so. Where they many Guinness one bottle pay. And our G Guinness one bottle because on one time be. I fed your conum Guinness na. Then it's so chin no. And it says so fit. It would dimrika and na commode no. I bathroom we no. A cock to a new. And I wow. I say, yeah, Christo ning. Minko boom and cotoyo and Yamifia, manco. Because that toilet and my boon and Minko to be. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah, it was so. Now, so what happens in the body? In fact, I just want to skip some of the things because of time. And I'm just going to read this portion. The level of alcohol in your blood is called blood alcohol concentration. Hereafter referred to as BAC. It means blood alcohol concentration. BAC for short. Anna, in any average person, you know, if you drink, you are supposed to have in your body, you know, you are supposed to have BAC of 0.01 of alcohol. But if the BAC increases about 0.02, then remember, you have a problem. So, drinking more than one standard per hour will increase your BAC. The faster you drink, the higher your BAC. It's one who say, so old Dravona Pussy Fortune suspect one. Oh, man, what does a Balu be or whatever be a no who are? They are using that to check your BAC. And whatever percentage that the BAC will give them, will let them know whether you are drunk or you are not. So let's take this statistics and I'll stop the document aspect and I'll come to the Bible because of our time. You see, BAC, if somebody's BAC gets to 0.05, this is what happens. The person becomes talkative. Okasasa. And then, if the BAC gets to 0.8%, that one, it impairs the person's judgment and reduces inhibition. When in the case of Okasem Biachrawa, Obiadi Nedru 0.08, you know, Okasem Biachrawa, Yansen, Afe Emma, they become artists. They don't fear anything. It is obi bro na we do 0.08 or like it is hey baby I have fey ya kofa e benya pro oh forget me I come obi oh nobody can do me anything. They get that. Hallelujah. But when it gets to 0.1%, this is what it does. It impairs balances. I say on stable motion. Odu satamna. I don't know. Yes. It on to me balance, Papa. On amo. If you say yes, 1, 2, 3. My sir Christ. Yes. I say on amo. I say. Like I said, I drew, hallelujah. I drew 0.1%. Huh? And now, say, document and say, say, I could do 0.30 there, and there is either coma or death. In fact, documents and also long term effects, social problem, financial problems, thinking in our document in my time, you know, and now I'll come to our Bible reading now. According to the first Bible reading, we hear of a king called King Ela, who was killed by somebody called Zimri because he was what? Drunk. That's the king who was killed as he made merry with drink. Similarly, unless we avoid drunkenness, we may be killed, not only physically, but we spend eternity in hell. Aha ne huno. Asabro can make somebody spend eternity in hell. And it can also cause someone to be killed, like the first Bible reading I read, King Ela. Please, can you project for me? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15, before I move on. That one, I want it projected. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15. Or say, woe to him that give his neighbor drink. I don't know. And you say, oh, no, mkwao. Mwa maye brukios wagana no. Woe to all of you that puts the bottle to him and makes him drunken, also that you may twassle to nakedness. Wow. This quotation now, oh, no. It's not no. Now, Tomo be no more. Bible says, woe to you. Woe to you, I say anything. Okay. And now, it's not only those who drink, those who buy for others to drink. Oh, today, you know, it's Thanksgiving, you know, my friends will come. So let me just, instead of cook, and let me get this drink, because my friends will come, and today, you know, it's Thanksgiving. All those who buy drinks on Thanksgiving, the Bible says, okay. Now, let's come to our Bible reading that we read in Colossians this morning. In Colossians, the epistle we read said this: neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards drunkards na seven year can no 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 in our doors. But what I'm concerned about today is what? Drunkards. They make a kind of tree, no. And yet, Adamamo for Abosun Sumu for our Sayer for a Marima, our Hofu for a Marima, one name Marima da, a we for a Nibra for a Sabo for. And at the end, Okatwan said, these people will not have a portion in the kingdom of God. Yeah, it is sentiment go heaven. Maybe some will, a tuba man sent to go heaven. Madame will be a fan of Saka, there be a mechanism. Metia, sorry. Madame will panam Saka. Asaka, I'm a friend if you go Saka. And I'm Saka, Obia, Kofabosun Krabefia, or in the fear for Nasum. It is as I come, Matthias, sorry, dear. Brahmi, I'm quite sorry. Or see, I saw it there and come a cool. Now, Oberque, a friend here, Becassi, Jan Sanum. Namenso and Sandia, Mamubia, meet me, Nidi. And I'm Saka. It's now Chow, Mammy, and Nufana, now Numunufono, and a Nufona will be unknown. Now, Kobuba. People of God, what we say? Sa Corinthians now can come out, you know. And never know what was sitting in an air par. Ningina boom, ningina air pet. It is a obi a fornicator, obi a cromfo, obi a homosexual, obi a hanyo. Omen near saprofoning in a what? One category. Obua obunsa. And so who gave me an all kind of awesome? And that quotation when I can, Momun say. Said the you, when you difference you, when you in one what category? I say, oh, all through Scripture, we are warned of the dangers of alcoholism. In fact, the first time we read of a drunken state of our great grandfather Noah, as found in Genesis chapter 9, Noah began to be a man of the soil. He planted a vineyard and he drank wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. You see, okay, in Genesis 1, Noah, Obrunsa, Anna, Okodan, the tent, moon naked. Anna, Nebaba, Kundi, Kanko Hunu, Nebalo, Di Kanko Hunu, no. And I'm afraid in the animal. Tell him, eh, Papa, or the naked. Yes, I said, I'm a party. And I'm afraid. Oh, I can say, almost in your day. I'm a share. Now, Bible say, oh, I can't dear, oh, Uncle Ho, oh, my fan to maybe, and I'm then to my no, I told my betty, and I'm going to call backwards. So, now to call backwards, I want to tell you, I'll be home by the way. But Bible say, "Omo de omo call backwards, and omo dem tuma, eko kova on papa no so." Yes, papa no sorry, you know. When the man woke up, he cursed the children, especially the very first one. No, obehu ya na hokache ni crawford no. Na man for say, say na sa onu no, ye black man, ye grandfather. Anything a black ya bra boti say no compared to a brofu. But anu de mi yin tumu o Jesus Christo di mi come. Because yen ye free kush, ya hap yen anna di kush. Ye tino. Hallelujah. Oh, another time. And so, let's continue. Oh, time in. Again, we read how the children of Lot, Mati Lot, we did that. How the children of Lot enticed their father with alcohol to sleep with them. As found in Genesis chapter 19, verse 31 to 36. This is what the daughter said. Our father is old, and there is no man on earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father. So they made their father drink wine, that night. And the firstborn went and lay with the father. He did not know when she lay down or when she arose. O bronsa, onipa bronsa, what me a bronsa? Ama oba no wa beda wa hu. Sa ne mu bebre wa hanom nso a wo hu. Yetime bronsa e ma bebre wa hanom a, otime bronsa sa na obi ne nakoda. Osore abu hu no anyem. I papa no kwa wonnim ni papa kon no nyem no because no abro. The uncertainty de bani binu no. Ebi na si wo Bible mu no Lot. Onipa da sane what me a da ma o ma mienu. Eno wa beda. It's because he was what? Drunk. I don't follow more answer and concern my papa. And then let us also, for sake of time, let us also look at Uriah, David. David, when David took Bathsheba, he gave Uriah some drink to drink so that Uriah will go to his house. So when Uriah goes to the house and the next day it comes that Uriah's wife is pregnant, then everybody will know that it's because Uriah went to the what? The house. But God being so good and God seeking to bring the sins of David to bear, Bible says that Uriah slept at the entrance of the palace and he did not what? Go home. And so the next day, when it was reported to David that Uriah did not go home, he said, I'll take another plan. So the long and short, then they say, he killed Uriah. I don't know if you have also read in the Bible of somebody called Nabal. He was the husband of Abigail. David in the war front, sent messengers to go to Nabal and get some food. But Nabal, because he was drunk and because of foolishness, he decided that he was not going to give David anything. The long and short of the matter is that because of drunkenness, David nearly killed Nabal. People of God, and said to me, there is this king, the son of Nebuchadnezzar. His name is Belshazzar. And also, so, a boy, fed there. Oh, say, only power, genia, oh, boy, what genia, juma. It was boy, yes, moe. Silver caps, now you defeat Jerusalem, a buyer, you know. I'm going to say, you go for caps, you know. Maybe has a monk of Ambremi. I mean, I'm proud for your friend, no, sir. And I'm going to go for it was an improvident in the moment, son. Oh, yeah, and then Sabia ba. Next, throw a wall. Tell me, you can see a trust will be there. But all the same, the long and short of the matter, then they say, and sir, any drugs, and then the man, according to documenting that Dr. Falking, according to Bible examples, I mean, they may any time against CNTS, me trust in Tino. All that I want us to do is that we ourselves, with all relevant information, we must try as much as possible to pray and help the addicts. We must always be on our knees on behalf of those who drink alcohol, that chain will be broken and God will deliver those people. Se nipa no mon sawo mon kosro ahemamu etide bia so fo usu se me bom paya awrade e mi pa chawo banza yon form no mon sa awrade me srawo papa hu me mobbo na me bom paya na mo sa akono mo a na me mo me kotodwe ni mu awre me sramo me pa mcho mo amonu mbi ni munyai. Hallelujah. Okay, so we are charged as saints to reach to people who are addicted to this unfortunate abuse, alcoholism and other drugs. May God help us to do that as we ourselves, we purge ourselves of all these things. May the Lord God Almighty be with you at another time. Bible study now, you know, the topic will be about how. Then we shall have ample time to explain. And let the time no against me. Amen.